You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney woman Yvonne Hughes was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 37. She says doctors tried everything to treat it.
I had surgery, I had chemotherapy, I had radiotherapy, I had hormone therapy. So I had, they're through the works at it, lots of different treatments. Some of it was targeted treatment, some of it was just the general treatment.
Chemotherapy often has harsh side effects, including hair loss, infertility and nausea. Ms. Hughes says she just accepted the unpleasant side effects as something she had to put up with as part of her treatment.
The treatment can give you pain and sickness. So it was very difficult, but it was a very necessary part of my treatment, and I would do it all again if I had to. But if I didn't have to, that's fantastic news.
A study of more than 10,000 women has found a genetic test can identify those who can safely skip chemotherapy. The study looked at women with the most common forms of early-stage breast cancer. Sanchia Aranda is chief executive of the Cancer Council. She says the study shows nearly half of all women diagnosed with breast cancer in Australia could potentially avoid chemotherapy.
Node-negative, hormone receptor-positive and HER2-negative cancers make up about 50% of breast cancers diagnosed in Australia. And this means that of that 50%, about 70 to 80% of them could avoid chemotherapy.
A test of a woman's genes, which gives a numerical score, ranks the likelihood of the breast cancer's progression. Women who score between 0 and 10 on the test are considered low risk and do not need chemotherapy. Those who score over 26 on the test see a definite benefit from chemotherapy. But there's uncertainty over what to do for those who score in between those two extremes, and falling into this category are the majority of patients. The findings of the study suggest patients over 50 years of age with a score between 11 and 25 will see no added benefit from chemotherapy. Martin Tattersall is a medical oncologist. He says over-treating patients, despite the fact they have a life-threatening disease, can be dangerous.
The idea that a little treatment does a little bit of good and a lot of treatment does a lot of good is ignoring the fact that a lot of treatment may in fact do an enormous amount of harm.
The test is currently available, but it may be some time before it's made accessible to all patients in Australia. Ms. Aranda says the key factor in that is the cost of the test, $4,500.
It is likely to change medical practice. So of these women who have this particular type of cancer, we've only been avoiding chemotherapy in about 10% of them, those with scores of 0 to 10 on this sort of genetic test, and even then only if the test is undertaken. And now that is a much bigger proportion, and the medical oncologists will be keen to apply this in practice. The sting will be whether women can afford to get the test.
The study findings were released at the world's largest annual cancer conference in the United States. Some study leaders consult for the company that makes the gene test. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.